With more than 4 million people fully vaccinated and COVID case numbers down, life in Massachusetts seems to be returning to normal. But what happens to the grief that so many people have experienced? Many are asking if they're now just expected to pretend that the last 15 months didn't happen. Not at all, says Megan Devine, a psychotherapist and expert on grief.
I spent the first few months of the pandemic being interviewed on television. I'm a grief expert, and grief was on everyone's mind. In this way, COVID unified us. While all of us were shocked and suffering, it was easier to talk about how sad and bewildered we all felt. But now, with vaccinations rising and the warm summer months beckoning, the rush back to normal is upon us. We all need a break from the pain and uncertainty of these last 15 months. And yet the quest for normalcy could override our need to process what's happened to us. The kind of cognitive distancing we're seeing right now is normal human behavior. We humans manage emotional intensity by forcing some space from it. The question before us feels stark. Do we stay in our grief, or do we celebrate our survival? Which one will it be? We've been at these crossroads before. In 1917, 3 years into World War I, and at the beginning of last century's deadly pandemic, Sigmund Freud wrote his signature work on grief. His short paper, called Mourning and Melancholia, basically instructed people to suppress their pain in order to embrace life. 2 years later, when Freud's own daughter died, followed quickly by his grandson, he recanted that paper. But by then, his initial position had become canon. And grief was tucked away from polite society. The U.S. partied its way through the roaring 20s while grieving families were left without support. The practice of confining women to insane asylums or sanitariums due to their emotional response to loss continued through the 1930s. Grief avoidance evolved to the keep calm and carry on mantra of World War II. But the cultural and medical mandates to return to normal didn't erase grief, they just made it harder to talk about. These last 15 months have been hard. The near universal experience of loss spared no one. We'll all carry something forward from this pandemic. The effects of physical isolation, the dissolution of relationships, the loss of people we love, and these losses will continue to unfold. It's tempting to run ahead and forget the past, but we can't outrun this grief. Real health is not the absence of grief, but the willingness to tell the truth about how much things hurt. The real cutting edge of human emotional development isn't resilience, it's acknowledgement.
Megan Devine is a psychotherapist and grief expert. Her latest work is How to Carry What Can't Be Fixed.